So, why should you care? You're not going to write a paper, right? That's what you're thinking at this point. Maybe you will. But as a consumer of research, I want you to read critically. I want to teach you how to do that. Despite the efforts of reviewers, good and bad research is out there. Like I told you, I read a paper that's in print that I think is not that good. It was obviously peer-reviewed by some of the top people in the field, but they were mostly educators that have an incomplete understanding of phonological representations. Okay? So what they're saying makes sense to them. What needs to be done is more research. I don't need to, like, I can write a letter to the editor and talk about how I don't think that's right, and people do that. Maybe we will. What I know I'm going to do is a similar study to show the results that are different. You got to train yourself. If you're going to read stuff, you got to know what's out there and to read about it. Ask questions. Is this study relevant? Is it methodologically sound? We're going to tell you how to do that. We're going to learn. Are the conclusions appropriate? Can you say that based on the findings? That's the biggest thing you got to watch. People are very quick to, you know, say that their findings fix everything, including the kitchen sink. You got to be very reserved in what your findings actually prove. And remember that research doesn't prove anything, because proof has to be from an experiment. So our findings can just suggest these things. More research is needed to validate results.